愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们继续来查考诗篇的九十篇。
Let's continue studying Psalm 90.
请我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's look at Psalm 90.
十四节。
Verse 14.
诗篇的九十篇十四节。
Psalm 90, verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
这是摩西向神的第四个祈祷或心愿。
This is Moses' fourth wish and request of God.
昨天我们查考过三个祈祷。
Yesterday, we talked about the request that we make to God.
第一个，求神给我们智慧的心。
The first is to ask God to give us a heart of wisdom.
因为信仰是一个旅程。
Because faith is a journey.
需要有智慧才能够走到底。
And you need faith to be a wisdom to be able to walk to the end.
到底就是迦南地。
The end is the land of Canaan.
那就是天国。
Which is heaven.
牛奶与蜜之地。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
是神应许给我们的。
And it is promised to us by God.
那个叫做成功。
That is success.
真正的成功是能够回到神那个地方去。
True success is to be able to return to God.
但是我们的生活有太多的引诱，太多的考验，如果没有智慧，我们走不到底。
But there are too many temptations and too many tests in our lives, and if we do not overcome them, we will never walk to the end.
所以我们常常看到受洗的人很多，但是不到几年，一个一个流失了。
So we often see that there are many people who may be baptized, but then year after year they start dropping.
就是因为缺乏智慧，做了一些决定，影响我们的信仰。
And that's because when we lack wisdom, we make decisions that affect our faith.
第二个祷告。
The second prayer.
求神回转。
He asked, return, O Lord.
信仰是一种关系。
Faith is a relationship.
人跟神建立的关系。
It is a relationship established between man and God.
这是最重要的关系。
It is the most important relationship.
如果关系好，神就与我们同在。
If we have a good relationship, God will be with us.
那我们就一无所缺。
And we will lack nothing.
虽然好像什么都没有。
Even though it is like we have nothing.
但是你的生活一无所缺。
But you will lack nothing in your life.
这是以色列百姓在旷野的体验。
This was the experience of the Israelites in the wilderness.
所以跟神建立亲密的关系是最重要一件事情。
So to establish a close and intimate relationship with God is the most important thing.
但是罪使这个关系疏离了。
But sin has torn this relationship apart.
所以我们要常常思想我们在哪个地方有罪要除掉，要在主耶稣的帮助之下来克服。
So often we must think, where do we have sin and where do we need to, what do we need to address with the help of Jesus Christ?
那神就会回转向我们。
And God will return to us.
用脸来光照我们，赐福给我们。
And he will look at us with his face.
这是第二个关。
That's the second.
第三个。
The third.
我们来看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
求你使我们饱饱找得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
我们大家都很喜欢过得非常喜乐的生活。
We all want to live a life of enjoyment and joy.
但是问题是，怎么才能够让我们活得很喜乐
？But the question is, how can we live a life of joy?
如果我们从这些圣经看起来。
From this verse,
喜乐是从神来的。
Joy comes from God.
所以我们在世界上常常讲快乐。
So in this world, we often talk about happiness.
所以父母在小孩子放假的时候，要花一些钱安排一些活动，让他有刺激，有事情做，他才不会无聊，他才会快乐。
And so sometimes during breaks, parents will spend some money and send their kids somewhere so that they can be stimulated or so that they can be happy.
但是当我们回到圣经，圣经不是讲快乐。
But if we come back to the Bible doesn't talk about happiness.
快乐是从肉体来的。
Happiness comes from the flesh.
从感官的满足来的。
It comes from the enjoyment of what you can see.
但喜乐是从神来的。
But joy comes from God.
所以如果我们真的进到信仰的深处，我们会发现信仰是一种享受。
So if we actually get into the depths of faith, we'll find that faith is an enjoyment.
信仰不是可怕的，信仰是一种享受。
Faith isn't something to be afraid of, it's an enjoyment.
比方说有的人啊，一想到婚姻就有一种灰色的想法。
I know that there are some people, when they start thinking about marriage, they have a gray way of thinking.
可能是他父母婚姻有问题。
Maybe it's because their parents had a problem with their marriage.
所以有一个阴影笼罩在子女的身上。
So there's like a cloud over them.
其实如果婚姻很幸福，婚姻是一种享受。
But actually, if a marriage is blessed, marriage is an enjoyment.
所以两个比一个好。
So two are better than one.
你如果看统计数字哦，活得比较长寿的都是结婚的。
If you look into the statistics, you'll find that those who live longer are those who are married.
那我们跟神的关系。
Now our relationship with God.
如果我们只停留在很表面。
If we just stop at the surface,
你就发现啊，这个信仰真的一个捆绑。
You'll find that this faith is a bondage.
我已经很忙了，有一个什么安息日要来教会。
I'm already so busy. What is this Sabbath where I have to come to church?
那我本来就很自由了，现在信主耶稣，十条诫命把我绑住了。
I was free to begin with, and now that I believe in Christ, there are these 10 commandments that tie my hands.
我这个天天付这个这个所有的那个 bill 我就付不完，还要什么限时一间
？I already can barely pay my bills. I have to pay this tithe now.
所以我们觉得啊，这个信仰真的是一个担子，一个捆绑。
So we feel like faith is a burden. It bounds us.
这是我们站在信仰的外面在看。
And this is because we look at faith from the outside.
如果你真的能够进到信仰的深处
，If you get into the depths of faith.
也就是说，你真的能够达到神的面前。
Which means you've really come right before God.
忽然间，你发现信仰是一种享受。
All of a sudden, you'll find that faith is an enjoyment.
享受什么
？Enjoying what?
享受不只是神的恩典。
Enjoying not only the grace and blessings of God.
我们要享受神本身。
We will enjoy God Himself.
所以我们第一个阶段哈，为什么你会信耶稣？因为我有需要。
So from the beginning, why do we want to believe in Christ? Because I have a need.
大部分人会信耶稣，不是说我需要神。
Most people don't believe in God because I need a God.
是我需要神的恩典。
It's because I need the grace of God.
因为我生病，我需要神医我的病。
Because I'm sick, I need God to heal my illness.
我有困难，我需要神帮助我的困难。
I have a difficulty, I need God to help my difficulty.
所以我们需要神的恩典，因此我们来找神。
So because we need the grace of God, we come to find God.
当我们得到神的恩典，有这个体验的时候，我们真的觉得非常喜乐。
But once we experience God and we feel, then we'll feel joyful.
不只是我们觉得有神的存在，而且觉得神的真的很爱我，看顾我。
Not only because we experience the existence of God, but because we feel that God cares about me.
好像以色列百姓出埃及的时候
，It's like when the Israelites left Egypt.
哇，大家好高兴
！Everyone was so happy.
看到神这么大的能力显现
，They saw the great power of God.
把他们450年这个做奴隶的生活完全解放了
，And he completely freed them from their 450 years of slavery.
非常的高兴
，They're extremely happy.
这是神的恩典
，This is the grace of God.
但是这样是不够的
，But it wasn't enough.
好多人得过神的恩典，到最后还是离开神。
Many people received the grace of God, but many of them left God.
我们的信仰最后的享受是神本身。
The final enjoyment of our faith is God Himself.
如果我们能够达到神的面前
，If we can come before God,
观看神的荣美
，and to see His glory,
没有比这个更满足了。
There is nothing more fulfilling than that.
美是一种吸引。
Beauty is an attraction.
美是一种价值。
Beauty has value.
我们世界上很喜欢美的东西。
In this world, we like things that are beautiful.
但是最美是神的本身。
But what is the most beautiful thing is God Himself.
所以你如果能够进到神面前
，So if you can come to the presence of God,
观看神的荣美
，and behold His beauty,
这是何等的喜乐
！This is really joyful.
何等的满足
！And this is so fulfilling.
神的本质是美的。
The essence of God is beauty.
有时候我们会欣赏一个人。
Sometimes we'll admire a person.
不是说这个人世界很有成就。
Not because that person is successful in this world.
有成就的人到处都是。
Because there are successful people everywhere.
但是我们会欣赏一个人，就是为什么这个人这么有成就，但是这么谦卑。
But we'll admire somebody because we see that they're so successful, yet they're so humble.
我们会欣赏这种人。
And we'll admire that kind of person.
为什么?
Why?
谦卑是一种美。
Because humility is a type of beauty.
主耶稣他是神。
Jesus was God.
但是他来到世界。
But he came to this world.
他是变成很卑微的人。
He became a very lowly person.
所以你觉得很感动。
So you feel very touched.
一个这么有大权的一个人。
That somebody with such great authority and power.
能够赶出魔鬼。
Who could cast out demons.
能够医治病人。
Who could heal the sick.
能够叫死人复活。
Who could resurrect the dead.
但是他对名利没有这个欲望。
But he had no hopes for a name in this world.
生活这么简单，对人的赞美一点都没有欲望。
He lived such a simple life and did not care about what people thought of him.
你就被他吸引。
And so you'll be attracted
by
him.
You'll
be moved by him.
这个就是神在感吸引人。
And this is God attracting people.
所以当我们来到神的面前。
So when we come to the presence of God.
忽然间你发现神本身是一种享受。
All of a sudden you'll realize that God himself is an enjoyment.
如果你开始享受神。
And if you start to enjoy God.
你就很喜乐了。
Then you'll be joyful.
为什么?
Why?
每个地方都有神。
Because God will be everywhere.
所以有时候你静心下来。
So sometimes when you quiet yourself down,
不一定每一次安静下来就是要开电视的，就是要听这个什么东西。
You don't have to just turn on the TV or turn something on really loud every time you have a chance to sit down and just be quiet.
我们现在人真的有一点可惜啊。
It's sad the way people live these days.
除了睡觉之外，无时无刻不寻找刺激。
Besides sleeping, they spend every other minute trying to stimulate themselves.
你如果上飞机坐，如果坐生意舱啊，飞机一起飞开始，差不多每一个都在喝酒。
When you get on the plane, if you're flying first class or business class, just about everybody around you is drinking alcohol as soon as the plane takes off.
就很多人就在一个 iPod.
And many people stick an iPod in their ear and listen to music.
再来看电影。
And then they watch a movie.
所以身上一大堆这个电子的东西
And so there are so many electronics everywhere,
就是一直在刺激自己
All so that they can stimulate themselves
这个有一点可惜是什么
Why is this sad?
当我们一直用外面来刺激自己的时候
Because when we try to use the outside to stimulate ourselves
我们会缺乏一颗安静的心来亲近神
We will lack a quiet heart to draw closer to God
因为神能够进到我们里面不是借着这些电子的东西来的
Because God doesn't come into our hearts through these things that we stick in our ears.
所以有时候我看到有的年轻人啊，他没有 mobile phone， 我真的很佩服。
So sometimes I really admire young people who don't have cell phones.
诸位，我们当中年轻人谁没有 mobile phone？
Those of you who are young here, which one of you doesn't have a cell phone?
我这样不但有，而且每一年都在换新的。
I not only have a cell phone, but I change one every year.
Mobile phone 不够 ，iPhone。
Or people who have cell phones and that's not enough, they have to get an iPhone.
里面你可以 send email.
So you can use it to send emails.
也可以上网。
And you can get online.
也可以听音乐。
You can listen to music.
也看图片。
And you can watch movies.
进入社交网站。
And you can get online.
所以啊，到处都在找刺激。
So people are looking for stimulus everywhere.
因此这样啊，我们离神越来越远。
So because of this, we are drifting farther and farther from God.
因为当你的感官在受刺激的时候，你的心静不下来。
Because when your senses are being stimulated, you can't quiet yourself down.
那心静不下来，就没有办法靠近神。
And when your heart can't quiet itself down, you can't draw closer to God.
所以这个地方说，求神让我们欢呼喜乐。
So it says that we ask God that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
要怎么让我们欢呼喜乐
？How can we rejoice and be glad?
第一个，你要先安静下来。
First, we have to quiet ourselves.
把外面的刺激暂时拿掉。
To temporarily take away the stimuli of this world.
这样我们才能够到神的面前。
So then we can come before God.
来亲近神，来享受神。
To draw closer to God and to enjoy God.
那要享受什么？
Now, what are we to enjoy?
这里告诉我们要享受神的慈爱。
Here it tells us that we rejoice in His mercy.
所以十四节说，早早保得你慈爱。
It says, satisfy us early with your mercy.
用神的爱来满足我们。
To use His love and His mercy to fulfill us.
我们今天没有喜乐，是因为我们对神的爱根本没有感觉。
Today, the reason we don't have love is because we don't have any feelings about God.
如果我们对神的爱真的有感觉。
If we really experience the love of God,
那个爱是超越人间一切的爱。
That love will surpass all love in this world.
那个爱能够满足我们。
And that love can fulfill us.
有时候我常常想啊，为什么做太太一天到晚 shopping?
Now sometimes I think, how come wives shop all day long?
这个先生也有责任。
Well, the husband has a responsibility for that.
因为太太感受到先生的爱不够啊，心灵空虚就到处 shopping。
Because if a wife can't feel love from her husband, then she'll feel empty and have to go shop。
买个小东西也好，只要有新的就有点刺激。
Even though she buys a little thing, as long as it's something new, then she could be stimulated by it.
所以先生对我爱不够没有关系，只要让我 shopping 就好。
So it's okay if my husband doesn't love me enough, as long as he lets me shop.
那有的先生也太忙啊，拼命赚钱啊，我真的没有办法花时间给你。好了 ，credit card 随便你用。
And so there are some husbands who work so busy that they have no time for their wives, so they just give them a credit card.
啊，但是啊，人很喜欢 shopping， 还有一个原因。
But there's another reason people like to shop.
就是他的心没有从神得满足。
It's that our hearts are not filled by God.
所以需要做外面买新东西刺激。
So we need to go find and buy something new to stimulate ourselves.
我们看雅歌第一章。
Let's look at Song of Songs, chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
雅歌第一章第二节。
Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴。因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
当然，亲嘴是一个夫妻之间最亲密的一个动作。
Of course, a kiss is the most intimate action between a spouse.
那为什么？
Why?
你的爱情比酒更美。
Why is your love better than wine?
其实这个是在描写人跟神的关系。
Actually, this here symbolizes the relationship between man and God.
如果我们感受到神的爱，
if we can experience the love of God,
我们要回报神的爱，
then we will repay the love of God.
你就会很想要亲近神，
and you will want to draw closer to God.
好像夫妻这样渴望彼此的亲近。
Just like how a spouse wants to get closer to each other.
这里说你的爱情比酒更美。
Here it says your love is better than wine.
酒代表什么？
What does wine represent?
酒代表世界的娱乐。
Wine represents the enjoyment of this world.
你为什么这个从网络一起去download这个音乐来听呢？
How can people go online to download all this music to listen to?
因为这是酒。
Because it's wine.
啊，这个能够让你麻醉。
This can numb you.
刺激你。
This can stimulate you.
你为什么要用看不尽的那个电影去满足呢？
Why do you have to go watch a movie to feel fulfilled?
因为这是酒。
Because it's wine.
让你得到满足。
It lets you feel satisfied.
但是有一个比酒更美。
But there's something better than wine.
就是神的爱。
Which is the love of God.
如果我们有感受。
If we feel that, if we experience that.
你就会很想要亲近神。
We'll want to draw closer to God.
因为他的爱在里面吸引你。
Because his love is inside you, attracting you.
就好像你刚刚结婚，你的先生或者你的太太在吸引你。
Just like how once right after you get married, your husband or your wife attracts you.
一下班就想要回家。
As soon as your work day is over, you want to go home.
因为有一个在吸引你。
Because there's someone at home to attract you.
只要你的配偶一打电话来，什么都可以放下来听。
Or as long as your spouse calls you, you can put everything else down just to listen to them.
因为一旦有爱，声音虽然声音不是很好，也很好听。
Because even when there's love, even if their voice isn't that pleasant sounding, it still sounds good.
神对我们也是一样。
God is the same to us.
如果我们能够感受神的爱，
if we can experience the love of God,
神的话听起来是很美的。
His words sound very beautiful.
我们在唱诗，每一句话在赞美神，我们很爱神，你就会很享受。
When we sing hymns and in every phrase we sing, we are praising Him and loving Him, we'll feel like it's an enjoyment.
所以我们要一直成长，成长到有对神的有感受。
So we have to continue to grow in this way so that we can experience the love of God.
那什么都不能够使你跟神隔绝。
Then nothing will be able to separate you and God.
因为那个爱很强。
Because that love is strong.
那怎么能够去真的在神的爱中喜乐呢？
How can we really be enjoy the love of God?
第一个，我们要仔细来观察跟思想。
First, we have to meditate and think about and observe.
神没有出声对我们说我很爱你。
God doesn't use his voice and say I love you.
但是神的爱遍地都是。
But his love is everywhere.
请看《申命记》第七章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.
申命记第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
主专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多于别民，原来你们在人数在万民中是最少的。第八节
Verse 8.
只因神爱你们，又因他要守向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，所以为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。这个地方说神专爱你们。
Here it says that the Lord loved you.
为什么？
Why?
在万民中拣选你们。
Because he chose you out of all the people.
所以马拉基书里面呢，神借着先知告诉以色列百姓。
So in Malachi, God used the prophet to tell the Israelites.
说我很爱你。
That I love you.
以色列百姓说在哪里
？The people said how?
他没有感觉。
I don't feel anything.
哦，神说。
God said.
以撒不是生两个孩子，以扫跟雅各吗
？Did Isaac not have two sons, Esau and Jacob?
我为什么拣选雅各
？Why did I choose Jacob?
只有一个原因，因为神爱雅各。
There's only one reason, which is that God loved Jacob.
所以我们仔细想，为什么我们能够蒙神拣选
？So we think about this. Why could we be chosen by God?
我们比别人好吗
？Are we any better than other people?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
别人比我们坏吗
？Are others worse or more evil than us?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
那为什么神拣选了我们
？So why did God choose us?
诸位，请问你有哪一点被神看中
？What do you have that God looks so highly upon?
没有啊。
Nothing.
我们的义在神面前都是污秽的。
Our righteousness before God is all evil, is all dirty.
所以我们没有被神拣选的条件。
So there are we have no qualifications by which to be chosen by God.
但是神还拣选了我们。
But God still chose us.
只有一个答案。
For one reason,
因为他爱你
because he loved you.
所以你仔细去这样想
So if you think about this,
那你就觉得啊，真的神很爱我
Then you will realize God really loves me.
所以我今天能够归属于神
So that today I can be of God.
而且神的灵能够住在我里面，与我同在
And His Spirit can abide in me and be with me.
让我能够享受神的恩典
So that I can enjoy the grace of God.
要观察思想
We have to observe. We have to meditate.
有一个妈妈很想回她的故乡。
There's a mother who wanted to go back to her home village.
回去以后，过了不多久，风湿症就发作了。
And 什么东西？
风湿症 ，arthritis.
And once, not long after she returned to her hometown, she had arthritis.
因为那个湿气太大。
Because the humidity there was too high.
所以她就住院，那出院马上又送回到美国来。
And so she went to the hospital, and after that, she had to come right back to America.
她母亲真的很想回去。
Now, as a mother, she really wanted to go back home.
过了几年了。
After a few years.
他的孩子就把他住的房间把他都把他封起来的，买一个除湿机，这样一直抽，把那个水都抽出来。
Her child went to her room in her hometown and bought a dehumidifier, sealed everything, and sucked all the humidity out of the air.
然后他妈妈回去。
So then the mother went back home.
这次就没有生病了。
And this time she did not get sick.
他的孩子没有告诉他妈妈，我很爱你。
The son didn't tell his mother, I really love you.
但是他的妈妈看到一个厨师机在这里，他说啊，真的生这个小孩子真的是很体贴。
But then when she saw that dehumidifier sitting there, then she knew.
所以我们看到神在我们周围的作为。
So when we see all the creation of God around us,
你仔细去想。
And if you really think about it,
我们就对神的爱有感受。
We experience the love of God.
所以诗篇里面说，遍地充满神的慈爱。
So Psalm says that the heavens and the earth are filled with the love of God.
你看到一个花，一个草。
When you see a flower, when you see a grass,
这是神为我们造的。
God created that for us.
因为他的儿子活在地上。
Because his sons, his children live here.
你看风景很漂亮。
You see the beautiful scenery.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
你看四季的变化。
You see the change in the seasons.
这是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
所以我们仔细发现哦，最有创意的是神。
And so,
创意 creative.
And so, if you think about it, the most creative being is God.
我在东部住六年。
I lived in the East Coast for 6 years.
我真的很享受。
And I really enjoyed it there.
十月的第二个礼拜。
Because in the first week of October, or the second week of October,
整个枫叶变色。
You'll see all the foliage, the leaves change color.
什么颜色都有在树上。
And you could find pretty much every color on the leaves, on the trees. It was so beautiful.
那你说为什么？
And you say why?
你也可以说是自然的。
You could say that's just natural.
但这是神的爱。
But it is the love of God.
神要让我们来享受。
God wants us to enjoy that.
让我们在享受当中来感受神的爱很喜乐。
So that in our enjoyment, we can experience the love of God and be joyful.
所以神的爱，我们要去观察，要去思想。
And so we have to observe, we have to meditate the love of God.
虽然他没有出声对我们说。
Even though he does not use his voice and say it to us.
我们再来看诗篇。
Let's also look in Psalm.
三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
我们要去感受神的爱 还有一个重要的方法，就是在生活中来体验神。
There's another important way to experience the love of God, which is to experience Him in our lives.
说要尝尝主恩的滋味。
It says to taste and see that the Lord is good.
这个尝就是表示你自己去体验看看。
Taste means for you to go experience it yourself.
你一直听人说哪一家餐馆很好吃，你去试试看吧。
If you keep hearing other people say there's this restaurant that tastes awesome, you have to go eat it for yourself.
但是你说主耶稣很好，好在哪里？你来体验看看。
Now you hear people say Jesus is great. Well, how? You have to come experience it yourself.
你要体验，你就知道他是美善的。
When you experience it, you'll know that He is good.
然后投靠他的人有福了。
And that the man who trusts in Him will be blessed.
这是我们要感受神爱的第二个方法。
This is the second way that we can experience the love of God.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
说神的圣名啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
Verse 9, O fear the Lord, you His saints, there is no want to those who fear Him.
这里没有说敬畏他的会发大财，没有这样讲。
Does not say that those who fear the Lord will get rich.
也没有说敬畏他的不会生病。
Or that those who fear the Lord will never get sick.
也没有说敬畏他的人生没有困难。
Or that those who fear the Lord will never have difficulties in their lives. Doesn't say that.
但是说敬畏他的一无所缺。
But it says that those who fear the Lord will never lack.
你需要什么，那个时候神就给你。
That what you need, God will give it to you.
第十节。
Verse 10.
少壮的狮子忍饿，缺食忍饿，但寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
狮子很有力量。
Lions are strong.
百兽之王。
They are the king of the jungle.
但是有时候找不到东西吃。
Sometimes they can't find anything to eat.
所以人可以努力，好像一头狮子。
So humans can work hard and be like a lion.
计划到处去走。
To plan and go everywhere.
但是有时候你找不到机会。
But sometimes you just can't find an opportunity.
有时候虽然有机会，你还是没有办法成功。
Sometimes even though there is an opportunity, you can't be successful.
但是寻求神，什么好处都不缺。
But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
因为他敬畏他，神就赐福给他。
Because those who fear the Lord, God will give it to him.
所以我们生活当中哦，生活越久，对神的恩典体验越大，我们对生活越没有忧虑。
So in our lives, if we continue to follow Him, then He will, and He provides for us, then we will have no worries in our lives.
有的人常常会忧虑前面。
Some people will be worried about the future.
那我们就提醒了。
So we remind them.
你想想看，你过去到现在，走到现在。
If you think about it from the past until today,
你遇到多少困难
？How many difficulties have you had to face？
你有很多的困难。
You had to face many difficulties.
为什么你活到现在好
？But how come you're still living today？
因为神的恩典。
Because of the grace of God.
那个神没有改变。
But this God does not change.
所以如果你回想过去的经验
，So if you think about all your past experiences,
你满心感谢。
And you will be filled with your thanksgiving.
真的很爱我们。
Because God really loves us.
每一个困难他都帮我们。
In every difficulty, He helps us.
那我们再往前看我们前面的路程。
Now, if we look ahead to the road ahead,
你就没有害怕了。
You'll have no fear.
因为神的爱没有改变。
Because the love of God does not change.
我们只害怕我们自己对神的态度改变。
We're only afraid that our attitude towards God will change.
如果我们常常寻求神，敬畏神。
If we continue to pursue God and to fear Him,
前面的道路会一样充满神的恩典。
Then the road ahead will continue to be filled with the grace of God.
所以我们就有喜乐的心了。
And we will have a heart of joy.
不是因为我们有很多
，Not because we have a lot，
是因为我们有神的爱
，But because we have the love of God。
他的爱就是我们生活的保证
，And His love is the most precious thing in our lives。
我们看希伯来书十三章
，Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13，
第五节
，Verse 5。
希伯来书十三章第五节
，Hebrews 13 verse 5。
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第六节。
Six.
所以我可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能够把我怎么说呢？这个地方说，不要贪爱钱财。
Here it says not to covet for money or things in this world.
要以自己所有的为主啊。
But we should be content with what we have.
这样生活才会喜乐。
And in this way, our lives will be joyful.
你如果贪了，就常常觉得不足啊。
If you covet, then you often feel like you don't have enough.
你如果不足啊，没有感谢的心，对神的爱没有感谢的心呢，就不会喜乐。
And if you're not content and you don't have a heart of thanksgiving to God, you will not be joyful.
那为什么我们要以自己所有为主？
So why do we have to be content with what we have?
因为神说我不撇下你也不丢弃你。
Because God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
那如果神愿意帮助我们，你还怕什么？
If God is willing to help us, then what are we afraid of?
所以每一次经济的走下坡，
So every time the economy heads south,
常常会让很多人的信仰更坚强。
A lot of times, people's faith becomes stronger.
因为你会更依靠神。
Because then you rely on God more.
那你就发现神都在带领我们的路。
And you find that God guides our paths.
生活的体验让我们感受到神的爱。
The experiences in our lives help us to experience the love of God.
所以每一次危机，我们都看到神给我们一个转机。
So every time there's a crisis, we see that God gives us an opening.
每一次危机都看到神的恩典在我们身上显明。
Every time there is a crisis, we see the grace of God manifested in us.
这是第三第二个。
This is the second.
我们在神的爱中可以欢呼喜乐。
That in the love of God, we can enjoy, we can have joy.
神的爱会浇灌在我们身上。
The love of God will come into us.
人的爱没有办法浇灌在我们身上。
But the love of man has no way of filling our.
因为我们人的灵不会出来，出来就死了。
Because our spirit does not come out of us. If it does, we die.
所以你很爱那个人，除非你讲出来或做一个动作，不然你的爱只存在你心里面。
So if you love somebody, unless you say to them or you do some action that shows them that, that love will always stay inside of you.
但是神虽然没有出声的讲话，这个神的爱可以借着他的灵浇灌在我们里面。
But even though God doesn't say with His voice that I love you, His Spirit can come into us.
那你就非常的喜乐了。
And you'll feel extremely joyful.
神爱就在里面啊。
Because God is inside.
我讲不出来，我就感到神的爱就在我里面。
I can't say anything about it, but God is just in me. His love is in me.
这非常奇妙的体验啊。
And this is a very miraculous experience.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第三节
Verse 3.
不但就是如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为患难生忍耐。第四节
Four.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节
Five.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。这个地方说圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Here it says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us.
当一个人遇到患难,
When somebody meets with difficulties or tribulations,
我们常常都一直为这个人祷告, 神啊, 求你让这个患难离开。
We often pray for that person and think, saying, God, will you let this tribulation leave this person?
但是其实啊，如果一个人在患难能够感受神的爱，你就不要为这个人忧虑太多。
But actually, if somebody in tribulation can experience the love of God, then you don't have to worry about him too much.
因为患难原来是有好处的。
Because tribulation actually has a little good to it.
那常常是神对人的一种爱。
And it's often a form of the love of God to man.
所以这个患难，你的圣灵一浇灌下来，你觉得神很爱你，你就没有问题了。
So when the Holy Spirit comes onto you and you feel that God loves you, then you have no problem.
有时候我问一个姐妹。
Once I asked a sister.
因为她有一段时间身体有问题。
Because there was a period of her life when her health was not so good.
脊椎骨有问题。
I'm sorry, her body was not so, yeah, her health was not so good.
精神有问题，晚上睡不着觉。
And she also had mental issues. She couldn't fall asleep at night.
就是有忧郁症啊。
And she was suffering from depression.
也没有办法上班啊。
She could not go to work.
晚上也没有办法睡觉。
She couldn't sleep at night.
那怎么办
？So then what?
又有家庭要看顾。
She had a family to take care of.
那个时候大家就帮她祷告。
So everyone prayed for her.
过了几个月。
After a couple of months.
她真的好起来了。
Then she got better.
一个月好起来了，睡觉都忧郁症都好起来了。
And she could sleep, and she didn't have depression anymore.
我就问她说：“那你生病有什么感觉
？”So I asked her, "What, how did you feel while you were sick?"
她说：“这样病了一场以后，她觉得一切都是假的了，只有神才是真的。
”She said, "Through this entire experience, I found that everything is fake. Only God is real."
这是很宝贵的体验啊。
And this is a very precious experience.
什么叫做神是真的
？What does it mean God is real?
只有神的爱是真的。
Only the love of God is real.
只有神真的可以让我们依靠。
Only God can, we can only rely on God.
所以，我们要常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
So we often have to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就会感觉到神很爱我。
And we will feel that God loves us.
那我们就会非常的喜乐。
And we'll be extremely joyful.
这是摩西的心愿。
This is the wish of Moses.
求神用他的爱满足我们。
That the love of God can be our enjoyment.
让我们欢呼喜乐。
And so that we can be joyful, so that it can fulfill us.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息到11:40，我们第二节聚会。
Let's take a break till 11:40.